Now, a cocktail that combines vodka, ginger, and lime has made a big comeback. This month, the New York Times highlighted that drink, the Moscow Mule, and a couple of Wisconsin bars that serve it up in Door County.
As cocktails go, apparently 7% of all cocktail orders last year were for the Moscow Mule. Not sure who tracks that data. It makes it almost as popular as the Bloody Mary and the Mojito. Wisconsin has a culinary culture all its own with a thriving craft cocktail scene along with the farm-to-table movement.
Kyle Cherik is here to help us track the latest Wisconsin trends for cocktails and the culinary scene in general. Kyle's the host of Wisconsin Foodie, which you can catch on Wisconsin Public Television. Kyle, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Nice to speak to you again.
Well, Kyle, what is so special about this particular cocktail, the Moscow Mule?
I think, to be honest, it isn't all that special in the sense that it got lucky. it got lucky and caught on trend as part of a larger wave of more simplistic craft cocktails that came our way the last couple of years. Definitely it's delicious, and definitely people love it. But the gin and the vodka cocktails, the Moscow Mule being in the vodka camp, have been coming on strong for a couple of years now because there's so many exceptional craft distillers, micro distillers and craft distillers that are really bringing flavor back to those spirits. If you think about it, for the longest time, both vodka and gin were dominated by a couple of big names, the Stoli's and the Beefeaters, etc. And now, it was almost 10 years ago that the New York Times and David Wunderich, who is the definitive authority on spirits, named the top 10 gins in the country that were being made, and one of them was made in Wisconsin by Great Lakes Distillery in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So the Moscow Mule and other drinks like the Pimm's Cup and the Negroni, both gin drinks, those are really all coming on in a big way because there's finally some really great variation and terrific vodkas and gins. But the Moscow Mule in particular, it's a really unique drink. You've got to have those copper mugs. You've got to have fresh ingredients of everything. You can't fake it. And ginger beers, which are a crucial part of it, have come on trend and are being made by some smaller craft makers across the last 5-6 years. So when you combine good and good and good, you have a really great drink.
Kyle, are mixed drinks, are cocktails really kind of a trendy sort of thing? Like, for all those people, and I've been there, you're at a bar, you want to order something, you want to look cool ordering it, but you can't think of anything. Having that name at the tip of your tongue, do they spread that way?
I think that's a big part of it. I think that that and then the skill level of exceptional bartenders that really know how to make these drinks is the other half of that equation. You feel somewhat more sophisticated, or at least I do, when I say I'd like a Negroni. I would really like a Negroni, but it's true. I would like a Negroni. And the other side of it is that, you know, as we move through this craft cocktail phase and the era of the mixologist, it got a little away from what was great about it. And I used to joke that I'd like a cocktail that doesn't have as many ingredients as a line in the Encyclopedia Britannica, right? the 14 ingredient cocktails. I mean, it's great that the mixologist could pull them off. And yes, there were some new flavors, but classic cocktails are exactly the way that classic Italian cuisine is. 4 to 5 ingredients. Anything more, and you're just covering up for something that isn't already that good.
Kyle, is the cocktail scene in Wisconsin any different than nationally? Do we chart our own course in a way here? Do you see anything different going on in Wisconsin?
Well, we drink more. Mm-hmm. I mean, for better or for worse, the tavern lobby is incredibly powerful in this state. I think probably the most powerful of any state. And we do like to imbibe. There's no question. And we also embrace a different seasonality. You know, to talk about cocktails is also to talk about craft beers. You really can't have the conversation about the sun without the moon or vice versa. And it's interesting how cocktail trends are moving more towards the bitter and the tart. The Moscow Mule would be a great example of one of those. While the craft beers are moving towards the sweet with all of these fruit beers and shandies and things like that. And it's fascinating to me that the summer shandy that Leinenkugel's had, they were the first ones to do that, and they really owned that market for about 5 years. And now you can't walk into a better place that serves craft beers or sells them without running into Sculpin and, you know, all these other fruit beers. So I think we are a flavor trend spot in the country, and candidly, I don't think we get as much credit as we ought to. And I give the New York Times a really big pat on the back for noticing that we were spot on and even ahead with the Moscow Mule trend.
Talking to Kyle Cherik from Wisconsin Foodie about trends in cocktails and beverages here in Wisconsin. I think anybody who has any interest in alcohol knows about Wisconsin's craft brewery scene. Seems like the distilling scene, you were kind of touching on this, Kyle, has really emerged in the last couple of years. How big is that in Wisconsin now?
We're not quite over 200, but it's growing. It's really an amazing thing. There was a point, Great Lakes, that I distilling that I discussed earlier, they had to fight tooth and nail just to open up in Milwaukee because the old beer laws were so strict. You know, the breweries basically saw to it whether they bought the law or whether they really just were trying to get them passed for the public good, that you couldn't open a distillery in any of Wisconsin's big cities because they didn't want competition. Those laws have been wiped from the books. It's more of a level playing field now. And it seems like every time I turn around, another distillery that's really quite good is opening up in our state.
And Kyle, let's look at the food scene in general, the culinary scene in Wisconsin. What are you seeing here as far as new trends? It's eating season. It's farmer's market season.
Okay. All you need to know is that bunya cauda is the new burrata, that jackfruit is the new barbecue, those are the things that are on trend that are moving through our culture right now.
Kyle, so, I gotta say, barbecue is the only one of those four things you just said that I could pick out of a lineup.
The other two are cheese. That much I know.
Okay, good, good.
So this is a
kind
of cheese.
And fried chicken is the new cheeseburger.
Wow. Who knew? Yeah. So bunya cauda is what? It's like a creamy cheese or something?
No, bunya cauda is this great, Italian soul food, and a thousand Italian grandmothers are shaking their heads and agreeing with me right now. It's this terrific roux of spices, olive oil, butter, and flavorings. And I'm seeing the enlightened chefs, the ones that are kind of on point and trends, using it now. And I've now seen it on about five or six menus from folks like that, just as I did with burrata about 2-3 years ago. Jackfruit is everywhere, and when you tear it apart and you season it, it's hard to tell the difference between that and pulled pork. And they're those big, crazy, land of the lost-looking, exotic fruits. And then fried chicken, I mean, it's just become, like I said, it's become the new burger. There was a time when it seemed like there was a tax subsidy for restaurants to put great $12 burgers on their menus. Now it's all about fried chicken.
We'll leave it there for now. A taste of things to come. Kyle, thanks a lot for joining us.
Delighted. Thank you. Have a great rest of your summer.
We've been talking about food and drink trends with Kyle Cherik, host of the show Wisconsin Foodie. You can catch him and it on Wisconsin Public Television.
Coming up, we look at the ongoing conversation around wrongful convictions and the journey that comes after being exonerated. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Farah. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.